Nothing. No response. Nothing. I don't have any memory of it. What else you guys got? Productive player. Good tackler. Competitive guy. Got a bunch of interceptions. Good player.
Never one to mince words, the one, the only, Bill O'Brien, talking about DJ Swag. Good player, bunch of interceptions, don't remember what he told him.
I think
No recollection.
No, and he's yelled at so many people, I'm sure maybe he has lost track of it, but he probably has remembered it. I mean, I'm sure he remembers it specifically.
Oh,
hell,
I'm
it was
sure
his
does.
First year.
He could tell you what he ran on third down, you know, his second year, his first year at Penn State.
It's very Sean McVay.
Yeah. They all can.
By the way, Landry, you pointed this out yesterday that Patrick Mahomes puts ketchup on his steak. Heinz Ketchup told him today that if you give us 57 touchdowns, we'll give you Heinz on your steak for life.
Heinz 57?
Heinz 57.
That's only good for like pork chops and bad steaks, like chop steaks.
Well, but I mean, I guess they're just saying that they make 57 sauce and ketchup, which by the way, Heinz 57 is, I mean, what is that sauce besides disgusting?
Do you like that one? You're a big sauce guy. You're a sauce expert.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I think it's pretty good.
What
is it, though?
Why am I asking, Landry?
It's like a pepper sauce slash steak sauce. It's like a little bit of a mix.
Yeah, it's tangy.
Mm. It's not spicy.
It is tangy, right?
Yeah.
It's no A1.
I use it like on pork chops occasionally and like chop steak. But any good steak, unless you're Landry and you're
any good steak, you don't put anything on.
Nothing.
A good steak, you don't need anything on.
Right.
So
right.
What do you think you'd have to do? What is your go-to ranch? Is it Hidden Valley?
Hidden Valley all day.
What do you think you'd have to do to get ranch for life, and where would that rank in your life's
accomplishments? Hidden Valley randomly hollered at me yesterday when I replied to that Mahomes story, so I don't know. Maybe I can make something happen.
I think you do need to make something happen. I mean, I don't know anybody that has...
How did they hit you? What happened?
They just hit me up. I quote tweeted them, but they hit me up. I didn't even mention them, but they just... I guess they searched ranch and found someone that mentioned ranch.
They do that. They got people that do that.
They do that. They do have people that do that.
Yeah.
If you could have anything... Okay, real quick. 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. If you could have one food item or sauce or drink for life, what would it be?
I think you got to make it just a condiment, because if it's a food item, then obviously you want steak or something like that.
Yeah, if it's a condiment, I would have to go with...
Could I get Lopez sauce?
Can I get my sauce?
Yeah, I'll take the Lopez sauce all damn day. By the way.
Are you going to make it for him for life?
No, let's say it's made for life,
okay,
right?
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that.
But it's not. So unless you start making it.
If it's not, I'll go with the versatility of ketchup.
Oh, so you'd be a ketchup guy for life.
Yeah, I like ketchup on food that belongs on. I don't want to do condiments
because not everybody uses condiments. I'm saying any food item, and not necessarily meat or anything like that, but let's just say, for me, I would do Bustelo coffee.
Oh, like something that you like, not homemade.
Because he likes ketchup. I'm not a big ketchup guy. All right, I put it on my fries every now and again, but ketchup is not my end all be all. One thing that I need to have on a regular basis is coffee. So if I could have something for life, I would have Bustelo coffee.
That's good stuff.
Damn right it is.
You ever had Lili coffee?
Yeah, you and I talked about this.
Lili is really good.
Yeah. It's good, but I feel like for the price,
it's pricey.
For my buck.
Well, they bring it from freaking France.
What about you?
What's your one ranch dressing?
Yeah, but I would go with your sauce if I could get it.
Right.
But it's not mass produced.
Right.
But it's not made. And well, so unless you're going to get John to make it.
I know a guy.
That's right.
All right. So
Chick-fil-A is limiting packets that you can get now of sauces?
Come on, man. That was y'all's one thing. If Whataburger starts doing this too, it's ridiculous. If you want to get the dirtiest look ever, and I've said this with Figgy before, I think when you were out, Lopez, I would have a better chance walking down the hall and pinching every girl's butt in this office. I would have a better chance of getting less of a dirty look than if I went to McDonald's and asked for extra barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
They act like they got the cure for cancer in those damn packets.
Well, Chick-fil-A is now going to limit the number of extra packets.
That ain't cool.
That's not cool. That's their strength.
How many can you get now? Did they say?
I didn't see. I just saw it on Twitter
earlier.
Burger
King has a list. Burger King has like a scale now where it's like 10 nuggets, 2 sauces.
No, that makes sense. And here's the thing. If Chick-fil-A is saying they're going to do it, and some people are thinking, oh, no, I'll talk them out of it. No, they're going to do it.
No, they're going to do it.
Because Chick-fil-A employees are, I mean, they are the Americanskis of, I mean, them boys are and gals are in line. It is yes, sir, no, sir. How may we serve you? It's been a pleasure. Get the hell out of my face.
Well, not only that, but, you know, these are corporate decisions, and they're seeing hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars that they're going to save by limiting these things. But is hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars worth
of
goodwill?
Come on, man. I doubt that. Like,
dude, how many? I mean, look, two extra packs.
So is Whataburger going to start doing it with the ketchup?
I think most people will.
They better not.
It's only a matter of time.
They better not.
It's only a matter of time.
I would love to find out.
They got to make it for the Sunday sales somehow.
How many ketchups do you need? If you're getting your average meal, how many ketchups do you need?
Is it the packets or the dippers?
The Whataburger ketchup packets, how many do you need?
I would need two.
They do the dippers, don't they?
Whataburger does dippers. Yeah. I would need two of those. Probably three or four of the packets.
I got to get four of the scoops.
How about Chick-fil-A sauce? I'm all about that.
Chick-fil-A sauce? I got to get five.
I get four.
Oh, my God.
Two for the chicken and two for the fries.
The fries.
I'm with you on the fries, but I mean two. I mean, I use one.
No, man, two.
I'm talking nuggets, bro.
Oh, nuggets.
I'm talking nuggets, bro. No, you just need one for the sandwich.
You're awfully liberal
with your dipping.
When I get Chick-fil-A sauce, it's the fries and the chicken.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that. No, I concur. I'm all about you. Got to dip the fries into the sauce.
Let's say they save two packets per customer over the course of a year. That's got to be pushing $1 million
of
savings.
Yeah, but they're closed on Sunday, so you got to take that into account. You're saving money there.
$990,000.
No, you're losing money on Sunday.
That's right. No, that's true.
But you're saving money with the sauce.
Yeah, but you ain't saving that much money. You ain't saving that much money based on all the revenue you're losing.
You know, some nerd that doesn't even eat Chick-fil-A that went in, you know, that works there and says, Mr. CEO, you know, if we limited the number of packets, we would save $1.7 million a year. And everybody's like, yay! Yeah.
My guess is this has been a topic for them for a while.
Yeah.
This has been a topic for them for a while because I feel like McDonald's does it,
McDonald's has been doing it for a minute. McDonald's charges you 25 cents an extra sauce.
They do, which pissed me off one day, and I just kind of glared at the gal.
You get that 20-piece nugget meal, man, it'll get you more.
Aren't they done using hot mustard, though? Like, isn't that true? Like, the hot mustard is gone?
I hadn't heard that.
I feel like they changed it out for like honey Dijon or something like that. 713-572-4610. We're trying to get real information here on this.
This is news that matters.
That's fascinating. No. That might be the biggest news you've dropped all day.
America's dying as we speak.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you count on? You know,
if you can't get as many Chick-fil-A sauces as you want, then what kind of world is this?
And the second best behind Chick-fil-A sauce is Polynesian, right?
No.
Mm. No.
Barbecue is one.
See, I don't think the barbecue sauce is all that great.
No, I don't think
it's
it is
too
either.
Sweet,
yeah.
Man.
I would go Chick-fil-A sauce, then Polynesian. What do you go?
Chick-fil-A
mustard
sauce goes in.
I honestly, I don't get anything else but Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah,
I mean, there, what for?
It's the bomb.
There's nothing. I mean, there's no. I mean, I don't go to Chick-fil-A for any other reason but to get a chicken sandwich and to get. And I don't even get fries that often. I might eat one of my daughter's fries, but either the Cobb salad, the chicken sandwich, or the nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Cobb salad, like you've seen me eat that. I eat that like two, three times
a
week.
What's your dressing of choice?
I like the light honey mustard.
Light honey mustard? Yeah. Where do you fall with ranch? I mean, what kind of question
is that? No. When I'm getting salad, I get the lightest
three
one.
Three different people texted me. I'm craving Chick-fil-A
seriously,
now.
Seriously, man.
Why don't we have black cards?
I got a black card.
I mean, Rich and Sean barely talk about it. Lopez, you don't count. I'm not
that's
even.
That's a great question. Why don't we?
Rich and Sean. Sean will represent it. Rich doesn't even represent it. It's a waste. First of all, Rich, what does he need? What does he need a card for? He's been in the game for a long. He needs to sacrifice that card for somebody who would actually use it and maximize it. Come on, bro.
I didn't even go this week at all.
He's got to put that quick weight loss to work. That's why he keeps eating it. Somebody's got to do it.
He's on the salad.
Somebody's got
to
do it.
How much business did we just drive to Chick-fil-A?
Lots.
You deserve a black card just for the last 5 minutes.
I deserve a black card just because.
Yeah.
You know who deserves a black card, though?
Who, me?
Ben Gary.
Dude, definitely.
Him and Terry,
does.
Man. Every day we come in there, them boys are. For all you know, they might have one.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
You want to talk about adding up money?
Dude.
I would hate to see how much Ben Gary spends on Chick-fil-A each year.
Ben Ross.
Ben Gary, for those who don't know, is one of our production.
Well, he's spending on clothes, so, I mean, he might as well spend it on Chick-fil-A, so. My man's been rocking the same Miami shirt since last time I was at 610.
I know he's not spending it on a comb.
Bart Simpson has a more diverse wardrobe than Ben Gary.
When he opens his.
BG, we love you, man.
Does he have a comb? You think, or a brush?
Come on, man.
He's got
Come
one
on,
of those,
man.
He's
now
got
you're
one
just
of those
being
re- No, he's got one of those original plastic combs. Like one of the original plastic
I
ones
love that guy. He's always laughing.
Ben Gary loves life.
I love him.
Ben Gary loves life. All right, that's what a segment. I'll tell you what. If you can't get excited at that, then
black cards for
you.
Everyone in the building.
Black cards for everybody. Chick-fil-A, if you're listening, 713-572-461. If you want to know what we want to order, give us a call. We'll certainly tell you and throw a few extra. Tell you what, here's what we should do before for this weekend. Obviously, we can't do it on Sunday. I've got a Chick-fil-A down the street from my house. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm curious to see. Let's put this thing in action. I'm going to swing by a Chick-fil-A at some point between now and Monday.
Okay, and ask for...
And I'm going to ask for extra sauce.
No, I always do the Snoop Dogg now. Say. I do the Snoop Dogg now, I guilt him because I watched the Snoop Dogg reality show back when he had one.
Okay.
And he drove through the drive-thru, and the first thing he says is, yeah, throw some sauce in my bag. Y'all always stingy with the sauce. So I always say that.
Did it
now
work?
When I go through. So, yeah, a lot of times it does.
No, now it won't.
I don't know.
You know what they're going to say? I know, sir, but
exactly.
This is not my decision.
But Chick-fil-A's not stingy with the sauce.
They are now.
This is new.
They
were. But they're not. Now they will be.
Now
and again, if anybody's
going to
fall in line with it, it's Chick-fil-A workers.
Mm-hmm.
If you got any Chick-fil-A workers that are out there, 713-572-461, I want to hear from you. My pleasure. It's been a pleasure serving you.
My pleasure.
Exactly. Here, my pleasure. Take your sauce. Get out of my face.
Nothing's better than a Chick-fil-A nugget tray, though, when you go to a party and they got the nugget tray, though.
It is.
Because you can eat more, man.
It goes hard. Goes hard to paint. All right. We got to get down to that. We got to figure this out and how soon this thing is. Did it say when it was getting implemented?
I did not. It was this morning. I'm about to look again.
All right. So John's going to do some investigative research on this, bringing you the hard-hitting news that only we can here on In the Loop. All right. Coming up next, it's time for a little hits, boys and girls. It is time for the hits where GoFundMe went wrong, the Texans this Sunday, as well as Thursday Night Football and a Western Conference Finals rematch. Lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. Don't go anywhere. This is In the Loop on a Thursday.